Or we can, I'm continuing the previous one, the Talking Head or whatever, and the war, or both. This leader, Mr. Z, the actor, maybe the smart, there are some smart people up there, right? We have to take that into account, the Western Empire. So he's not that smart, but they'll take care of everything. So they have this smart idea that, you know, when we realize it's time to close this down, then we just announce elections in that country. And we can freeze the elections for a while because that's expected. So we can keep that as long as we want. And then if things go bad and you want to get out of it, then we make open elections, and then they will vote for someone else. And you did your job. And bye-bye, and no one cares about you anymore. Now the problem is, well, that sounds good, right? And then you can just, you don't even need to escape. You can just take the next nice plane, first class ticket for you and your family to Florida or whatever, and enjoy life there for the rest of it. It does sound nice, doesn't it? Well, couldn't be any better for an actor who was struggling to make ends meet. So that sounds good, right? But the problem is that when he was in that position of this president, he made these stupid things that he was responsible for by just sending out millions and millions of, or how many it was, of young men from the country to die. Although it was ridiculous, they were, well, it's pretty much the same as the when the Nazis in the end also, right? They just, no, you go on, fight to the last man, and they did, and they died because their leader was unqualified, and maybe Hitler then started managing the whole thing himself or something, or some crazy, you know, because military leaders, they die also. The others come, and after a long war, they may not be so qualified up there in the top anymore. Or they start to become critical against the top leader, the Hitler or whoever. And then the top leader becomes paranoid and starts to make decisions himself and kick all these others out and kill them or whatever. So that's very similar thing what happened here. What happens here, and interesting enough, there are Nazis there. There are Nazis quite high up there in the military and probably in political ranks, which again makes the story really absurd and wow, what a mess. So, but then the tragedy here is that since he made those, he took that role of a Hitler, and he was completely unqualified. So he sent all aging men just to go out there and they die immediately, because they were up against such an effective war machinery from the other side. They stood absolutely no chance, and they were deserting en masse, disappearing into the forest, going over to the other side, or just that became the whole thing for them, how to desert, how, because behind them you had these Nazi types who shot them if they tried to desert. And maybe those Nazi guys, they were officers who didn't risk their own lives, but they sent out these, I mean, literally as cannon fodder. And this actor then actually was responsible for all of that, although he didn't even understand that himself, because he never saw what happened there. And they may have been for the sake of upholding the illusion, fiddling with the numbers that, yes, the other side, they died by the millions, and we had very few casualties, and we are very heroically fighting here. And you know, the way things can turn out in wars. Now, this is going to be an end of war, definitely. So we can this way show the whole illusion of all of that. And of course, what happens is that he's killed. And we can suck on that one, how to do that. I mean, it could be when he steps there on there on his plane and takes off, and then boom, plane explodes. Something, you know, tasty for an audience who likes sudden death in order to stay awake. Oh, whatever.